This is the 765businessjournal.com radio show, hosted by Lafay Pagese on WMUN Muncie, sponsored by IU Health, Town of Yorktown, MITS, Ivy Tech Community College Muncie, Minnetrista, YMCA of Muncie. Every Monday from 9 till 9:30 a.m., we'll talk to and about people and organizations trying to lift up Muncie. Economic development, job growth, and building our community up. Read all about it on 765businessjournal.com anytime, free, and on your radio now.
And good Monday morning. We are live in the WMUN studio. Today is September 16th. Already. I'm Lafay Pagese, your host for 765 Business Journal. And a friendly reminder, you can catch this show live here on Mondays, 9 to 9:30 a.m. That's Eastern Time. And if you missed the live show, you can catch the replay and also the podcast on our website, WMUNMuncie.com. On today's show, a guest who really needs no introduction, Mr. Gary Dick, is the television host of Inside Indiana Business. He is in town preparing for Engaged East Central Indiana. The event will be held tomorrow at the Horizon Convention Center in downtown Muncie. And joining me live here in studio to tell us all about it is Gary Dick. Gary, thanks for joining me here this morning on 765 Business Journal.
Absolutely, Lafay. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Pleasure to meet you in person. Right. I see you on TV all the time. Thanks for being in the studio. So Engage East Central Indiana, kind of tell me about this event, what it is.
We're really excited, Lafay, to be coming to Muncie and East Central Indiana for our Engage series. To give you kind of an overview of the Engage series and what it's all about, this is about going to regions around the state of Indiana and, as the name implies, engage in the community in conversation about economic development, housing, talent, workforce, all those issues affecting East Central Indiana in a big way. We started this 3 years ago. Our first Engage event was in Evansville, Southwest Indiana, had over 400 people attend.
Oh, wow.
Wildly successful. So we have grown from that first year 3 years ago. I think we had four events. We will have 9 events this year around the state of Indiana. So Evansville, Northwest Indiana, Fort Wayne, South Bend, Terre Haute, Muncie, East Central Indiana, of course, Lafayette, West Lafayette, Jeffersonville. So we're going around the state. And again, the real focus is to engage regions around important issues and to help them advance those issues, look at opportunities, also look at challenges and what needs to be done in the region. So that's what it's all about, and we're fired up to be here.
So you're 9 regions you're hitting this year. This is your fourth, I believe you said. You started in the spring, and you're hitting every corner of Indiana. Yep. You were telling me after you got started with this, there were regions reaching out to you who wanted you to come to the region.
Absolutely. Again, we had 4 that first year, and the phone lines lit up from, I know, 2 regions right away, said, hey, can you come to our region? Can we have an event like this here? So I think it struck a chord, and I think it's had a real positive impact in the communities. It also gives us at Inside Indiana Business and IBJ Media a real opportunity to connect with people from a content standpoint, to better understand the issues and things going on in their community, to help our reporting, our content, and to really beef that up as well.
Okay. And so the way this works, I mean, there's a luncheon tomorrow. This happens. People register. Is there still time to register?
There is. Just a few seats actually left. I think we have maybe 2 tables left. So if anyone wants to grab a seat, you can go to ibj.com/events. To get a ticket. But I know it's going to be a great crowd.
Okay. And so there's going to be a luncheon, also a panel discussion. And will the attendees get to engage or participate?
Absolutely. So we do a small group invitation-only breakfast in the morning with community leaders, smaller group that we really talk more one-on-one with folks about things going on in the region. Then the luncheon at tomorrow will be a chance for everybody to engage. And we've got a panel. Now, are you on the panel, Lafay?
I am on that panel.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
because I'm going to moderate the panel.
Okay.
We've also also got Secretary of Commerce David Rosenberg, who will be presenting, making a presentation talking about overview of the state economic development picture, and then drill down specifically into East Central Indiana. He'll have a little fireside chat with Nate Feltman, the CEO of IBJ Media, as well. And then a panel discussion as well. We'll want to, I know Ball State President Mearns is part of that. You're part of that as well. We've got Marion's mayor is coming down. Yes. We'll be part of that as well. So we've got a great panel. And again, I'll have questions, but we'll engage the audience and give them a chance to ask questions about, you know, some of the big issues facing East Central Indiana.
Right. Of these nine regions, I'm sure that they're all dealing with their own unique strengths and weaknesses. What are some similarities that you see when you
Great question. And we have found similarities. Housing, perhaps the biggest one. Every region we have visited over the past 3 years, housing has been either the number one or one of the top issues. You know, you want to attract business, you want to keep business here, but where do those workers live?
Right.
And there's a real issue with communities trying to deal with this housing issue. So that's certainly one. Quality of life improvements and the ability to do that and to make improvements, to make regions around the state a place where people want to live, work, and play. That's another issue. And then education and workforce. I mean, those are the themes that we've seen virtually in every stop we've made.
Okay. Partnership with Ball State. Ball State is the host of this event.
Ball State is going to host. They've been great partners on this event, and certainly looking forward to that in a big way.
Okay. That is Gary Dick with Inside Indiana Business. He is my guest this morning here preparing for Engage East Central Indiana. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a pause real quick. We'll be right back. We have a lot more with Gary when we return here on 765businessjournal.com radio from WMUN.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Central banks are buying gold at record amounts, and the trend is accelerating in 2024. They see the writing on the wall, the dollar is failing. Is gold the answer for you too? To find out, get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust right now.
Message and small town, big goals, great families. The town of Yorktown is more walkable than ever, with trails connecting most of the neighborhoods throughout the area to play, relax, shop, and dine. They pride themselves in being a family town, with many spaces for families to gather, be active, and enjoy the community with their neighbors. It's more than a town, it's an experience, and they hope families will make this their forever home. This is Yorktown. This is your town.
Behind every strong hip and knee. Behind every strong shoulder.
Good catch.
Behind every strong team is our highly skilled team of experts in orthopedics. IU Health is the official healthcare and sports medicine provider of Ball State Athletics, and we're here to keep you moving. From acute injuries to chronic pain and conditions, go where the athletes go. Walk-in appointments for new injuries are available Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you can always schedule a same-day or next-day appointment and wait from the comfort of your home. Visit iuhealth.org/MuncieOrtho to learn more.
That's the sigh of relief the Mitts bus makes after safely transporting the community on one of its 17 routes. With so many routes all across Muncie, how are you supposed to know which bus to catch? Simple. Download the Mitts bus app and track times and departures for your next trip across town. Also, did you know Mitts lets students and veterans ride for free? One last thing, with Mitts, you never have to worry about parking. So need a lift? Ride Mitts bus.
Attention all high school students. Ivy Tech Muncie, Henry County is here to help you explore your future. Whether you are ready to go to college or you want to move into the workforce, Ivy Tech can help. Our concierge service makes it easy. Reach out today at muncie-askc3po at ivytech.edu to learn more. Ivy Tech, you belong here.
Your vacation close to home this summer is at the YMCA of Muncie. Summer-only memberships are being offered now through September 30th. In addition to the use of all YMCA of Muncie locations, members have access to regular group exercise classes, TUI pool, and reduced rates on programs. For membership rates and more information, visit MuncieYMCA.org. The why. We're a better us.
Justin here with Mr. Reuter Plumbing, your locally owned drain and septic system experts. Now's the time to deal with clogged drains or plumbing issues. We will clear any drain for as little as $89. Have you been told you're needing a large plumbing repair to your drain or septic system? We offer free second opinions, and we have 0% financing specials. That's right, 0% financing. Now is the time to save on your new system. Call Mr. Reuter Plumbing today at 288-2782 or online at MrReuter.com.
This is the 765BusinessJournal.com radio show, hosted by LaFay Pagese on WMUN Muncie.
All right, welcome back. We're back again. Today's discussion, it's September 16th, and we are live here with Gary Dick. If that sounds familiar, he is the host of Inside Indiana Business, the TV show, also the radio show. He's in town to engage East Central Indiana. That's the event tomorrow at the Horizon Convention Center. It starts at noon, and there are still some seats left, not very many. So if you'd like to attend, there's time to get online and get you a seat. Gary, in the first segment, for those who are just now joining us, briefly tell us again what is Engage East Central Indiana.
Yeah, Engage is one of nine events we are doing this year around the state of Indiana. Every corner of the state is covered, and as the name implies, it's about engaging communities in conversation, really, in its simplest form, around issues facing the economy, business, the economy, economic development, workforce, talent, you know, how regions are dealing with those issues. We've got a great event, as you mentioned, planned tomorrow here in Muncie, which will include a panel discussion that you're going to be a part of, where we really get down and kind of dig into some of those issues and look at the future of the economy here in East Central Indiana.
And the hopes from this event, I mean, it's really just to spark dialogue and really talk about the strengths and the weaknesses of the region. And after that, your hopes is that those conversations continue and people start to work towards something.
Yeah, and that's a great point. You know, we don't want this to be a kind of a one-off. We want this to spark conversation that continues in the community. If you think about, you know, as I think about East Central Indiana, you think of the great manufacturing heritage. Mm-hmm. You think of names in the region like GM and Ball and Chrysler, BorgWarner. You can go on down the list of these major manufacturers that unfortunately are no longer here or at much reduced level. So what's next? What's next for East Central Indiana? I think you look, there's a focus on making this an eds and meds region, if you will, looking at the educational institutions, including certainly Ball State, but also Ivy Tech and Indiana Wesleyan and Taylor and others. And how do you leverage those academic institutions to educate around healthcare? So that's one of the kind of futuristic things. Cybersecurity is another area that Anderson University, just to the south, is focused on, as well as Ball State. So those are some of the things we'll be talking about, kind of that transition to a new economy here in East Central Indiana.
Right, right. You're an Indiana guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Vermilion County?
Vermilion County, Clinton, Indiana, just north of about 15 miles north of Terre Haute. So grew up there. In broadcasting, I'm unique because I've never lived outside of the state of Indiana. Typically, you have to move and move around, but went to Indiana State, was there when Larry Bird was there.
So Sycamores.
You were there when Larry was there, huh? Yeah, it was a great time to be there, to be sure. And then got a job, worked for 2.5 years in Fort Wayne. And then made it down to Indianapolis at Channel 6 WRTV. I know you interned there a number of years ago.
Yeah.
And then started the business show and created the company later on about 25 years ago.
You created Grow Indiana Media Ventures in 2000. What was kind of the goal of that?
Yeah, well, you know, I was a reporter at Channel 6, enjoyed my job, but didn't know that I wanted to necessarily do it for another, you know, however many years. Right. So came up with the idea for a business show, which was not necessarily a unique idea, but I felt as though, you know, you can get national content a million different places. Where do you go to get local business content? And that's certainly still the case today. But 25 right. years ago, I thought if I get this thing on the air, it can work. We got our TV show on the air once a week. And then 2 years later, Scott Jones, a technology entrepreneur, and I connected. And he thought the idea of creating a statewide platform, if you will, so not just TV, but internet, radio, e-newsletters, all those things is something that's important. So we formed Grow Indiana Media Ventures. We started with the TV show and a website, and then over time grew that to a radio network of more than 20 stations around the state, TV network around the state of, I think, 10 stations in every corner of the state, and e-newsletters as well. Then 3 years ago, IBJ Media, the Indianapolis Business Journal, acquired my company. I was in talks with Nate Feltman, the CEO who had taken an ownership stake, and we just felt that it was a combination that made total sense.
Yeah.
You know, to IBJ's focus on Central Indiana, our focus not only on Central Indiana but statewide. So we're now a part of IBJ Media inside Indiana Business, a division of IBJ Media, and it's been a great partnership. And these Engage events are just one of the outgrowths of that new collaboration and combination.
Sure. Yeah. Engage Indiana, you said that there are still a few seats left if people want to register for this.
A few seats, IBJ.com/events. And I think there may be one or two tables max, but I think we're going to have a full house tomorrow.
All right. Hey, if you want to be there show up, that you said that there will be opportunity for the community to engage. Mm-hmm. There will be a panel discussion just talking about the things in East Central Indiana. And you guys have, what, about five more of these before the year's out,
It's going to be a busy second half of the year, or the final 3 or 4 months anyway. So we're looking forward to it. And looking forward to this event in East Central Indiana, because this is a region that I think is really primed to do some great stuff. It's just finding that vision and then going out and executing.
All right. Yep. Hey, that is Gary Dick. He's the TV host, also radio host of Inside Indiana Business. Gary, thank you so much for joining me. Like I said, it's a pleasure to meet you finally in person.
Likewise, Lethay. Thanks for having me. Enjoyed it.
All right. We're here on 765businessjournal.com. Another reminder, this program is live every Monday from 9 to 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And shortly after the program airs, a replay of the show lands on WMUNMuncie.com. For Leslie Griffin and the Axia Command Center, I'm Lethay Pegues, hosting this morning's edition of 765 Business Journal on the new WMUN.